ring. That's what
yes,
it's
that's
near.
What it's near. That's what it's near. So it's called the Permian Basin. So they decided we were going to do Cinderella. They wanted me to play Cinderella, which was, you know, at 18, I was like, I'm a character actress and you're making me play Cinderella. But, you know, I was getting paid, so whatever.
Did you want to be like an old detective in like a trench coat?
I wanted to be the ugly stepsister. I really did. I wanted to be an ugly stepsister or like, you know, I mean, it's not like they were going to do like a Doll's House or something, but I thought that would be fun. So I fly out there. My parents are like, you have to take it seriously. You have to be kept to a strict schedule. And like the minute the car full of like the most flamboyantly gay men in West Texas pulls up to get me and Tony steps out, I know that it's going to be completely different. Now, Tony was 19 years old. And he just loved musical theater with all his heart, all his life. He did not know who the Beatles were, and he had gone for a year to Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts.
Wait, he genuinely not heard of the Beatles?
I think he just didn't know any of their songs.
So he knew that there was
a band called the Beatles, but he right. didn't know because all he cared about was musical theater, and he had dropped out of college to try to bring musical theater to Texas, make it like this regional theater like hotbed, and this was his goal in life. And the thing was, though, he was the most charismatic motherfucker I've ever met in my life. He was Harold Hill and Willy Wonka and the Pied Piper all in one, all in this, you know, effeminate Texan guy. So I get in the car, and he explained the situation. The situation was that he had actually been charming his way through the musical theater scene, and he had got a lot of musical theater actresses interested in coming to Odessa. For a while, he had Bernadette Peters attached, and they had actually sent out cards from the theater that said, Bernadette Peters are coming. The owner of the theater didn't understand plurals. They had to say to her, like, no, that's her, Peters is her last name. And she said, well, you wouldn't say oranges is... So Tony
how long did he study theater in Liverpool? For like a year
before he dropped out. He had also gone to our arts boarding school,
but he was sort of like the Steve Jobs of musical theater, where he's like, I don't need college, I'm just bringing it to Texas.
Pretty much, yeah. And so he had also gotten this other theater performer, this like other big name theater actress, to come out for a play, and she had bankrupted them because she had insisted on having her own lighting designer, her own sound designer, her own wig designer. She needed her horse there, too, and she needed a trailer for the horse.
Wait, she needed a horse?
She needed a horse, yes. Her horse had to come with her.
What does that mean, other than I know a horse was there? What does it mean to be somewhere and insist on bringing your horse?
Well, she lived in Texas, but oh. she was like, I need my horse to be there, too. I don't know if it was like therapy for her.
Do you know who it was?
But it was Betty Buckley. And she had basically bankrupted them. And, you know, Tony should have known that when you get, like, a Broadway actress, she's going to be demanding a lot.
I didn't even know you could ask for a horse.
Yeah, well, no, she already had a horse. It was just she needed a special, like, horse trailer.
Right, right. I guess if I said I need to park my horse, they'd be like, fine, yeah. It can be by the Dunkin' Donuts. My problem is I don't have a horse.
So, Tony brought me out there because I was a child actor, and it was like, you are the closest thing we have to a name, and we know Scott went to school with you, so he knows that you can dance and sing, so we're going to have you play this part. And I was like, okay, all right, so this is all resting on my shoulders now, that's great.
How much prep, like how long is it going to be to
get
it off the ground?
We rehearsed for about 5 days before the show went up.
What?
Our motto was, if the Muppets can do it, so can we. Because the Muppets in The Muppets Take Manhattan rehearse for like a week before the big show goes up.
I'm not sure that's literal, but but yes.
Yes, but that was our whole thing. And so
how old were all of you?
Okay, I was 18. And the second I got in the car, Tony says, so do you drink? And I'd only been drunk once in my life, once before. The first time I ever got drunk was at my friend's cousin's wedding. And but the second, third, fourth through... probably 14th times I got drunk were all in Texas. So, yeah.
So it was 5 days of rehearsal. How many days of show?
Maybe 10 days of show.
Okay. I wanted it to be enough days that getting drunk 14 times made sense.
Yes.
That it wasn't like, okay, so that's seven times in 2 days.
No, I was there for about 3 weeks. I was okay. there for about 3 weeks. And I was just like, you know, wide-eyed, innocent, you know, teenager. And I was just like, sure, I'll, you know, oh, what's an amaretto sour, Tony? And and he would keep buying it for me. We would go to rehearsal, and we had this sort of like motley crew of like the choreographer was playing one of the stepsisters. Monique, who was a year older than me, was playing my stepmom.